This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast. This week is our feature review. We're going to do a TV show for you. It's called The Boys. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Straight into The Boys then. Okay.
See, I thought this show was about gay sex because I didn't know what it was really about. All I heard was The Boys. Wayne, you got to watch The Boys. And I'm like, word. And then I go nail 7 episodes or 6 episodes in a week. So, you know, that's your jam.
Yeah, after I said, watch The Boys.
Yes.
Because we'll do that on the show.
Right, but I didn't know what The Boys was.
Didn't you?
So you've never heard of it, man.
Let me tell you then, The Boys is based on the comic series by Garth Ennis and drawn by Derek Robertson. It is a superhero / black comedy satire.
Big surprise.
The superhero genre, and it stars, it's created, or developed, I should say, by Eric Kripke, the guy who originally developed Supernatural.
Ah.
It is, or stars, Carl Urban, Jack Quaid, Anthony Starr, Aaron Moriarty, and Elizabeth Shue. Welcome return.
Elizabeth Shue. We loved us from Shue.
We did back in the day. And do again, I might say. There's a few,
it's all
few
good.
Cameos that pop up. None bigger, of course, than Simon Pegg as Huey's father, which is a bit of interesting sort of pop culture eating itself because character Huey was drawn as Simon Pegg in the comic book series.
Hell no. I didn't know about that.
There you go.
All right.
It's 8 episodes long. They're all between 55 and 66 minutes, so all coming in around about the hour mark. And it was on Amazon Prime, which is where you can get to see this action.
That's right.
Give us a synopsis, Wayne.
The Boys is set in a universe where superpowered people are recognized as heroes by the general public and owned by a big-ass company called Vought International, which sounds a lot like Vite, which is the Ozymandias company from... Watchmen.
Really?
Yes. Oh, I'm sure that's maybe not really into it. Anyway, this series is primarily focused on the two groups, the boys, the vigilantes looking to keep the corrupted heroes under control, and the Seven, which is the big seven wicked heroes controlled by the Vought company. And it is crazy. I actually am impressed with this movie. And
TV show.
Show. Let's start that again, shall we?
For new listeners to the show, Wayne very often calls movies shows.
And also TV shows shows.
And gets the ire of some of our listeners.
Yeah, they're like, dude, it's a movie, not a show. I'm like, are they all shows? But someone actually came to my defense and said that in the industry, they are called shows.
Yes, I think that was Billy from
We Were Shipping. My man.
All right, well, look, we're not going to have any spoilers first. Some non-spoiler impressions. And then we're going to go into spoilers and talk about the first 6 episodes because we haven't seen 7 and 8.
That's right. Yet. So we haven't seen the finale. So if you're probably ahead of us.
Yeah, it's not a complete wrap of the season. If you're traveling through the series and you're like, should I keep listening? Well, if you're at episode 6 or at the end of episode 6 / starting episode 7, you're safe to listen to the whole thing.
Totally.
What do you reckon, Wayne? Overall impressions of The Boys.
Okay, so once I found out it was not about gay sex. Right. Well, not entirely about gay sex.
So there's elements.
Yeah, it's great. Sure. It's great. Yeah. Whatever. Cool. Show me dick. It's cool. And they did show dick as well.
Did they?
Yeah, the invisible dude went
invisible.
Oh, that's
right.
Dick was right there.
Yes,
so anyway, so sorry, everyone. Here's what I actually thought about the show. Okay, so now I'm like, oh, it's about superheroes. So automatically, interest peaked because I'm a nerd. Okay, And then I'm like, oh, but what kind of hero show is it? Because at the beginning, you don't quite know until you see these very high end special effects and things like that that are happening. And I'm like, oh, it's got a bit more style than I was expecting. This is not a CW type show.
No. Okay. No, no.
But I really didn't know like how it was. And once I found out with a particular scene where there's
don't spoil anything.
There's a scene where there's not the dick scene, but a dick adjacent scene. Like
okay,
an ass scene.
Don't spoil anything.
Okay. Where I'm like, oh my God, this is harsh, hardcore hero shit. It's like the real world type hero if it was commoditized by some big ass company. And frankly, I'm thrilled.
Okay.
I'm thrilled. This is an amazing show.
Well, when Wayne said he watched 6 episodes in a week, I guess he means he watched 6 episodes in 2 days.
Oh, it was 2 days, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three, almost 3 days, to be fair to you. So he really has binged it hard for this purpose. I've watched it a little bit more teased out over the last couple of weeks.
I see.
6 episodes took me a while to get from 5 to 6. Not because I'm not enjoying it. I am.
Ah, you like it?
I am enjoying it. I think it looks really good. I think the production.
Oh, does it ever?
Value on this particular show.
For a TV show? Hell
yes. For a TV show is very good. So Amazon sunk a fair bit of money into this. They actually renewed it for a second season before it even dropped. They were that confident in its
That's impact. Very, very... Well, they must have money to spend.
Yeah, I think the performances are particularly good, with the exception of Carl Urban's accent.
Thank you! Thank you for mentioning this, because it was one of my points that I've written down here. Why is it so bad? And now, is he Aussie or Kiwi?
He's a Kiwi.
He's a Kiwi. Yep. Often played McCoy, his American accent, very convincing.
Right.
All right. What it sounds like here is that he's a Kiwi doing an American accent, doing a British accent, but a Cockney British accent, but really
Which
bad.
Is even worse, really.
I know. If anyone could do Cockney,
and it slips and slides around. And I couldn't work out why I wasn't enjoying him at the first couple episodes, and then it hit me with a sledgehammer when he said like twat.
He says,
and then twat.
He drops C a lot, which I think is very funny. But he
doesn't. Of course
you do. Yeah, but but I don't know. It's like something. There's inauthenticity behind his bad accent, so now it's taking something away from it for me. So I'm like, why?
Look, I'm sure that's what Billy Butcher's character does in the comics.
Yeah, I'm really sure. I feel like reading the comics.
And this is odd coming from our show, but I think they ride the C word too hard.
I had no. Yeah, look, like again, I wouldn't have had a problem with it if I wasn't. If I believe the accent.
Other than that, though, he is very good. There's some really emotive scenes
Agreed.
Where Carl Urban really nails it. But I don't think he's alone. I think the actual standout here, if I may, is Anthony Starr.
No, who's that one?
He is Homelander.
Now, where have I seen him before?
Did you ever watch Banshee?
Yes!
Yep.
That's where he's from.
Yep.
Man, Banshee was a piece of shit.
No, I liked Banshee.
Yeah, I know you
I
liked
saw the
it,
whole
the
thing.
Freak.
I dug it. I liked his character in it. And here he is. And it took me a long time to recognize him.
I was thinking that guy's mouth has got a very specific mouth. He's like no top lip. Right? And
okay, yeah.
No, but he's a good looking guy. Yep. But he's like beefcake or the suit. Is
well,
beefcake.
The suit, I'm pretty sure they've had. Not that he's a small fellow in Banshee either, but he's not that beefcake.
No, he's like,
not,
yeah.
He's not Superman beefcake, exactly. Which is, of course, what the seven are
you know
representing.
What? I wonder if he ever gets his costume off during the show. You'd think he would, but it doesn't seem like it so far.
Not so far. Not so where maybe, I'm up to in any particular way. But he is fantastic. There is this energy to him before even things are revealed about him, which we won't talk about here in spoilers.
Okay.
But that is something off about him. He just nails that perfectly. And then later on, he nails the other aspects of his characters even more so. So he unsettles you, and that's exactly what he's meant to be doing.
This is what I like about the show, right? It appears to be one way, and then it has a level past that, and then another level past that. That's what's getting me, because God knows we've all seen these Marvel one... They're not one note, but they're Marvel characters. You know they're supposed to be the hero.
They're
you
actually
know
DC characters, right?
These
so
guys?
Homelander is
oh,
Superman.
Ah, yeah.
It's not a DC comic. It's its own, I'm sure, its own thing.
I don't know. They're definitely taking off Homelander being Superman.
Because this was written in the early aughts, I think. And so that's when DC was big.
Yes. So that means...
and now that Marvel is dominating, it's kind of... It's not quite as fit as well.
No, I think... I don't know. Somehow it makes it more underground to me to make it not a complete copy of Iron Man or
so
whatever.
So A-Train is the Flash.
A-Train's
the
Flash.
Homelander is Superman.
Yeah, the Deep is
Queen Maeve,
Aquaman.
It's right. And Queen Maeve is Wonder Woman.
Oh, she's so... But she actually looks like Wonder Woman. And so does... Yeah, they're all like
so that. They're very... Those four are very close.
Totally. And it's kind of cool that they've got that as well. I just think that the... What's best about this is the execution is such that I'm happy to believe it. Do you know what I mean? When things are going on, I'm sitting there going, oh, okay, but I know it's a nasty show. They drop an F, there's a titty here and there, dick too.
Some nasty sex.
It's creepy. It's very, I'm thinking Watchmen, of course.
Yeah.
Because Watchmen is basically that.
That's what I said to you. I said, you like Watchmen, you like this.
Totally, but because this is a series, and I know there's a Watchmen series coming, I'd be very interested to see what they do with that. This is basically that movie, but maybe not quite as stylish as Zack Snyder's movie where
he
could throw it
in. Wouldn't be anywhere near what Watchmen's budget was.
But there was a particular scene with slow-mo blood spatter, shall we say?
Mm-hmm.
That looked really... I was like, what? Oh, damn. And I don't know. They really tried hard with it, which is just impressive. So I'm on board.
I also liked Jack Quaid as Huey, who... Jack Quaid, son of...
Is he Dennis Quaid's son?
Dennis Quaid.
Oh, my God.
And Meg Ryan.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
He should be better looking.
Oh.
But no, he's a bad looking fellow, but like they've made him look like a nerd on purpose because
well,
that's
a
his
nerdy
character
in the show.
Yeah, but he's like, that's Dennis Quaid and Meg's son?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's some gene pool. Dennis Quaid, I still got a crush on that motherfucker.
There's a shock.
I know.
And Erin Moriarty, I think, is very good at Starlight. She does a very good job of playing that sort of innocence. And
oh, she's
not corrupted yet.
She looks like a Nashville like teenager. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
If we go back to Heroes, Hayden Panettiere.
Hayden Panettiere, but this. That specific thing she's doing where she seems to be from the Midwest or something like that with like very, you know, Bible belt, that kind of thing, nailed it completely. Whereas Hayden, what's her name, was a cheerleader.
Yeah.
So she's a little bit more city.
Yeah,
but this is yeah, but I liked her. Absolutely agree with that.
So, I think all the cast are great. And Elizabeth Shue, as we've mentioned, is fantastic playing.
Just out of interest.
Yeah.
Age, what do you reckon?
Oh, she's got to be in her late 50s.
Right, definitely late 50s,
mid to
right?
late 50s.
Yeah, fantastic looking. Fantastic looking.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I think
fan.
Jennifer Connelly's got the moratorium on best looking women over 50, but
is she over 50?
Yeah.
Is she in Top Gun?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be awesome.
I think I'm right saying she's over 50. If not, she's very close. She's like 48, 49.
She would have to be.
Yeah.
Because Paul Bettany. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
All right. So that's our general impressions. We obviously have dug it a lot. My one qualm, which I'll say again, generally, my one qualm is I think it's a little padded. I think it's a little slow in places. I think every episode virtually could be knocked back by 5 or 10 minutes.
Now, what you're talking about is the moments of character development seem to be a little long.
Yeah, because scenes just run a bit longer than they need to.
I probably go along with that.
Not all of them.
No, having said that, I'm still definitely enjoying it. And I was watching like the beginning of 7 when you came in. But I could probably agree with that. I'm trying to think of something else bad about it. Nothing that I'm really poking a stick at.
Everything else is spoilers.
Yeah.
Talk about plot development and the like. But there you go. A hard recommend from The Countdown. If you haven't checked it out yet, and this is your kind of adult satirical look at superheroes as your thing to answer, maybe, if you believe in it, superhero fatigue, get on it.
And have a think about what I'm doing, which is signing up for Amazon Prime for 1 month, the free month.
That's right. Because you can sign up and then cancel. Yeah.
Although, you know what? I think they got me because there's a couple other good shows on here.
There's Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan is great.
Which I haven't watched yet.
Some other shit that, you know. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel apparently is the shizzle.
Mm, okay. I have heard people talk about it. There you go. There's your advertisement for Amazon there you go. Prime.
Not even getting paid.
Let's get into spoilers. All right, now we can have at it up to the end of episode 6. We will be spoiling everything that happens in the show.
Okay.
I'll tell you the two moments where I got on board.
Give me one.
One was what you alluded to when...
The dick, right? Or the ass dick. Or no, the dick when no he pulls way. His dick out.
No, that was not the moment I got on board.
Which one?
Only you would get on board when dick came out.
Yeah, I would really get on board that dick. So hang on.
No, it was when Huey's girlfriend was obliterated by A-Train.
Oh, God, that was freaky.
Including when the jaw floated past his face. I'm like, whoa.
And then the blood splashed on his neck. And I was like, shit. And then you didn't even know what happened until you he see. Yep. Yeah.
And he's like, I can't stop. And off he ran. Sorry.
But it was.
Wow.
And then you find out later on he was just.
He's juiced. High on his. Yeah. And then the second bit is at the end of the first episode when Translucent trails Huey back to his store and attacks him in there and is. Probably going to kill him. It seems pretty obvious. And then Butcher drives his car through the front window, and there's this overhead shot which tracks the invisible translucence being smashed backwards by the car through through goods and whatever, and slamming into the wall. I'm like, that was some fine shit. That was
It was good. All right, that was weren't my moment.
No, but let's hear more about your moment.
Okay, but here's the thing, everyone. get behind the idea of this. Okay, it's actually got nothing to do with dick. All right, it's got to do with the fact that it's telling me that now this
bitch,
is the moment.
Please
shut up, bitch. All right, so he up to a certain stage, I thought it might just be a clean hero, like, almost like a CW thing. Again, I don't know the ratings on these things, right? And then when she's like in the conference room with the Deep. And she's like, oh, he's having a crush on you. And he's like, And then all of a sudden, he's got his pants down.
Yep.
And she's like, what the fuck?
And he's like, yeah. Number two around here if you want
to
stay.
Exactly. You got to smoke it. I'm like, God damn, this got nasty immediately to me. So I was like, oh, shit, it's this kind of show. So I became like, oh, okay. So now it's going to be all bets are off, which is, of course, far more interesting.
Yeah.
So that's like me. You're going, holy shit, that's it. And then it goes on to show you that, all right, this is probably how it would work if you commoditized superheroes, because there would be, it's basically like a presidency there on it, where they have like opinion polls going up and down 3%. Yep. That sort of shit.
You're down in the female Midwestern's 24 to 13 or whatever it was, 18 to 35.
Exactly. And I've done shit like that before and it's fucked, right?
You've been
like,
down on 18 to 35 year olds?
I have indeed. I was 18. So... it's more like the just when you look at like metrics for the market to see how well your product in this case is doing, it's a real shitty thing because you don't quite know what to do, and that's what they've got marketing people saying, here's your new narrative for. And I think that's just
they play that up quite significantly.
Oh, it's huge. And that's like, it's sort of like Veep in a way in terms
I've never watched Veep.
Yeah, well, trust me, it's awesome. I don't know, it just made it cool, I guess. Because Watchmen isn't quite like that. Watchmen is just, it's nasty, but it's superheroes. There's some government type stuff, but it's just one hero that's working for the government.
Right.
The rest of them are all free.
Yeah.
This is like, all the heroes are actually...
Well, I guess that's the satire, right? It's, you know, we are commercializing superheroes and everything. Yeah. Now, here it is taken to the X level to really emphasize that.
Yeah, you're right. It's actually become now, a way of life. And the idea that there's super people among us, that's not a new comic thing, but this
absolutely
is,
not.
And this is not even a new concept. It's just well executed. Mm. So I'm down.
And I like the idea that effectively absolute power corrupts absolutely. Mm. So the more and more powerful these heroes are, most of them are less and less likely to give a fuck. Now, there is an exception to that, which I kind of like. I like the fact that Queen Maeve is not as bad off as the rest of them.
No.
I also like the fact that we've got this point of view of someone who's not been corrupted by the system yet.
And in fact, was abused by it. Because it's heavily implied that she also was sexually abused.
Oh, Maeve.
Yeah.
Well,
remember she saw her crying in the or coughing up in the bathroom, and she says, "Never let them see you."
Yes,
or whatever. Like, I think she was on the same.
Well, she was with Homelander at some point. He says, and then it turns out she has this female lover, and
That was another cool turn that I thought. Mm. So Homelander, as for the first episode or two or three or maybe, he seems like the only hero.
No. Only till the end of the first episode.
Oh, you're right, only till the first.
Yeah, because Butcher at one point says, or Frenchie says,
"Yeah, there's nothing wrong.
There's nothing. We can't find anything on him.
Yes.
There's no dirt at all.
So he might be actually.
He doesn't come to these sex clubs. He doesn't do anything like this shit. Like
that's
that.
Right.
And then. He overhears the talk with whatever the governor of whatever state it is and effectively goes up and laser beams the plane and kills everyone, including the kid's son.
Absolutely. Guy's son. He's a complete bad guy.
He's a complete psychopath.
But that's when you find out. And I'm like, oh, shit, he's a prick too. And then it turns out he's almost worse than the
He is worse than them all.
Because he's like, he's a jealous asshole. He's like, you know, absolutely all out for himself kind of shit. And
well, he's a complete psychopath. And he's obsessing about Elizabeth Shue's vice president character.
Yeah.
To the point where he's creepily watching her through walls.
Okay, so let's talk about
and
this.
And then
for
there's a
second.
Scene where he.
This is so uncomfortable.
He basically sucks on her lactating breast.
All right, so I don't. Anyone who's seen the show may know how this ends. I'm going to just conjecture here.
Okay,
right?
So this is not a spoiler.
This is what I'm guessing. Yep. I'm asking you, actually. So, all right, we now know that the babies are, in fact, made super. They are not a genetic thing. Also, we're told maybe, I'm not sure.
The exception of him, Homelander? Where I'm up to, that hasn't been established.
Is that so? I would have thought they're all like that. And the reason...
There's no evidence of him in that system.
I see.
But then we get him flashing back to that blanket thing, and he's a baby there being observed by scientists. So I don't know.
Yeah, so I think he was in the system all the time. But here's what I'm saying. I think Elizabeth Shue, the reason she's older, right? They've employed an older actor, is because perhaps she was around when... It was his inception, shall we say. So that's why he's all laying on her lap and about to get a titty full of milk from her because she's kind of his mom. But his obsession with her, we don't know if it's that he wants to fuck her or not.
I assume it's
and if
sexual,
so, is it an
Oedipal
complex? You know, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
you're quite possibly right.
Right, because that was a weird scene where she's like, lay on my lap and here's my titty. And I'm like, oh, goddamn.
But there is something between the two of them where she seems to be the only person that can get him, pull him into line. The only person. And even when he destroys that governor or whatever it is,
yeah, she's
playing, she's like, who gave you permission to do that?
Yeah. And he's supposed to be the leader of the group.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a real... It's
and all the other heroes are shit scared of him.
They are shit scared of him because he's clearly the one who can kick everyone's ass, right? But the fact that he then becomes these other... It's not just his, he's a murderer or whatever. He's jealous of the Maeve chick. And she's like, even though they're not together, he's like, if anyone came between us, I'd like to...
Yeah.
I was like, that's the worst kind of like narcissist prick asswipe thing.
Like I said, he's really well played by the Duke of Banshee. Yeah. Really, he's my favorite bit of
the
show.
I'm glad you told me where I saw him before because I was like, well, I could have looked it up, but I did not.
Yeah, I even showed my fiancée Patsy and she sat there in agony for like 5 minutes. She goes, I don't know. I told her she did exactly what you did. She's like, oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's the mouth.
Yeah, so I think all that's pretty good. We've just had the part where Macaulay Culkin, no, it's not Macaulay Culkin. It's the dude from, why am I blanking on his name? The kid from The Sixth Sense.
Oh, Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah, Haley Joel Osment kind of has come into it.
Now, I saw that and...
Macaulay Culkin.
Have you seen Macaulay Culkin lately? Check him out on the Joe Rogan podcast. It's
okay.
Interesting.
Right.
Anyway, okay.
Thank God we got a Joe Rogan plug-in. He really needs that help.
The cameos. Let's talk about the cameos.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're finished talking about...
No, that's it.
Okay. So the cameos that I see, which I thought were really cool. First of all, Billy Zane turns up.
Yep.
And I'm like...
At the conference.
Oh, he's quite happy to shit on himself. Because I thought Billy Zane might be... Because he's in Zoolander and all that sort of thing.
I think Billy Zane's been so far out of the limelight for however long
this
he has.
This is fine for him?
That now it's like, I'll take whatever I can get. Thank you very much.
It's a shame because I really thought Billy Zane had a lot of legs. And... No, because he did like the Phantom and the Dead Come was the first time I saw him and any kind of thing. Anyway, now that he's there, he knows that he's washed up. It's what's funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Tara Reid, you see there at the Comic Con?
Oh, I missed that part.
Oh, dude, at the Comic Con where people are signing shit, next to him was very quickly Tara Reid. She sat there for obviously half a day to do that shot.
Okay.
And a couple other people. So there's real people that are actually kind of washed up playing these people who sign comics and conference things. So it's... I don't know. It's a cool little...
Paycheck's a paycheck.
Exactly. I'd do it if I was bullshit famous. So, there you go.
That's it. Yeah, so that's cool. It looks like it's setting up for something interesting to happen. Obviously, the love affair between Huey and Starlight is going to go balls up when she finds out that he's really doing...
No, the plotomatic has thought about it. I have not. So, I don't know.
Yeah. There's only two episodes to go, so be interesting to see.
Do you have any particular plot-o-matic type things that you think is going to happen, or is it just silly to talk about that now since everyone knows it, but we don't?
Well, Homelander now has their faces, so at some point there has to be some kind of confrontation. Obviously, there's another season, so I can't see anybody majorly being offed.
No, and you think...
At this particular juncture, but I would imagine this is the type of show where before we get to the end, there'll be some significant deaths.
When I say
by the end of the whole show, the whole...
Well, someone's got to go, right? Like, someone important's got to go. And I think they're gonna do a superhero or something. I don't know.
I don't think by the end of this season. I think I'm talking about the overall end. I can't imagine the boys will still be there.
No. That's something's gonna happen.
Think it's gonna get bloodthirsty. I think it's gonna get pretty real. And I would suspect that this is just the first season. I think it's gonna get way more intense in all facets.
Oh, they have to turn it up. If this is the thing, then yeah, exactly. So I'm on board, man.
Yeah, look, I enjoy it. My only problem is it's a little bit long. There's a couple times I'm like, all right, just get on with it.
I'm kind of pissed I got to this so soon. I would like to have discovered this after another season so I could watch two at the time.
You're right, I see what you're saying.
So, but yeah, this is cool. I'm definitely on board with it. Guys, you should totally have a go. And you know what? Even if you don't like superheroes, would you watch it, Paul? Would you recommend it to someone who didn't necessarily?
Well, it depends why you don't. Depends why you don't like superheroes.
Yeah, good point.
If you don't like them because you just hate everything about it, well, that's not going to change anything here. But if you don't like them because it's all so sanitized and boring and
well, then now you would like this.
Then, yes,
yeah,
then,
good point. There you go, and you'd have it.
Well, that's it for our review of The Boys. I'll give it a score first. I'm going to give it a 75.
No, 87.
Whoa!
Yeah, it's good.
This is more your wheelhouse than mine, so that makes perfect sense. There it is. Hard recommend from the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast. Let us know what we missed or... If you disagree, we always love to hear that feedback.
Let me know.
You can do that via email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter at thecountdownpc, or we have a Facebook listener community. Link is in the show notes where bunches of cool people are joining up and we're getting in exchanges
with them. Hell
yeah. There we are on iTunes where you can leave us a review. We're now part of the new category, Film Reviews, and it's nice to be up there among some of the other great shows that we know.
That's cool.
Leave us some reviews, 5-star ratings, or lower if you have reasons to do so. We'd love
to
hear that feedback.
Be honest.
As well. And we're on Podbean where you can also follow us and leave comments and the like there.
Word.
Oh, also ccradio.com.au, our Australian home, is...
If you use browsers to listen to podcasts, which is interesting.
Yeah, which some people do.
Yeah.
All right. That is it for us. Thank you so much for joining us today and enjoy The Boys. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And I haven't used the soundboard much today, but here it is as well.
No, you can just leave that shit up. Ah, fuck you. Yeah, that was worthwhile. Suck it. See you later, kids.
Gotcha.